Hello, this 5 minutes with the prophetess, the word of God, episode 62. We are going back to our fundamental scripture. By this time, you should be saying it offhand with me. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12. So I said in the previous episode that when you're looking for the word, how are you going to find God? If you're looking for God, how are you going to find God? You can find him in the word. Somebody's praying, oh God, I want to meet you. How are you going to meet him? In his word, in the Bible, in the scriptures, that it contains the word of God. The Bible contains the word of God. We'll come to that. How everything in the Bible is not God saying it. Do you understand? Because Satan spoke. Evil people spoke in the Bible also. Nabal and all that. And Delilah, they all spoke. Okay? And even Job, Satan went for a gathering and spoke. So it's not everything inside that God is saying to you. And you must also know that. We will come to all that. We will dissect the word. Okay, so today I want to talk to you about the Bible or the word of God being in the present tense is very, very important. You see, because the word of God is the Father speaking to you. And what the Father is saying is not in the past tense. What the Father is saying is now to you. So you will notice that it is always in the present tense. The word of God is always in the present tense. So I believe that, you know, if I've got food for you and I've got food for you to eat, I must give you hot, piping hot food. It must be food that is freshly made, not stale food. Who eats stale bread? I mean, under normal circumstances, you wouldn't eat stale bread. You will eat proper, fresh food. So in the same way, God has got bread for you, manna for you from heaven. Jesus said, the manna your fathers ate was not truly from heaven. I am the manna from heaven. I am the bread from heaven. What your fathers ate? No. It was not the bread of heaven. Jesus is the bread of heaven. Jesus is the manna of heaven. And that is why we'll go back to John 1, the gospel according to John, chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the word. When God was talking about introduction to Jesus and who he is, he said in the beginning was the word. So all the time the word of God will be in the present tense. It's always in the present tense. When you go to the Bible, for instance, he says man shall not live, has not lived, it's not in the past tense, by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Very simple scripture, Matthew 4:4. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Jeremiah 15:16 says, another simple verse, thy words were found, and I did eat them. Thy words were unto me a joy and rejoicing of my heart. And then Job tells us how precious this word is to him. And Job 23:12 says, I have not gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have treasured up the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. So the word of God is your food. is your daily meal. This is what your spirit will take. And this brings us back to man is a spirit, has a soul, and lives in the body. I don't think that message, the seven great principle, can ever. No one can really understand God's word without understanding that basic principle that man is a spirit, you are the soul, and you live in the body. So who is the real you? The real you is the man on the inside. What you have as a body is the outer shell. Just like you buy a bottle of water. Why do you buy the bottle of water? Because of the water which is inside. Nobody buys a bottle of water and begins to chew the container. Nobody does that. You buy the bottle of water because of what? The water inside. But water must always be in a container. That is why when your container is broken, is bent, is destroyed, the spirit in the man must leave the container. And that's when we say you are dead. But the real thing is that your spirit lived. So the spirit of the man is what must be fed by God's word. You must feed the spirit, your spirit, with the word of God. And every day as you open the Bible, you know what's happening. There is feeding going on. Feeding God. What are you feeding? You are feeding your spirit with the bread from heaven. The bread that the Old Testament, they never got it. They had manna, but it was not from heaven. They had bread, but it was not from heaven. But you today, you have bread. What I'm speaking to you is food for your spirit. You are so blessed. Bye. Keep listening. Tomorrow, keep listening.